When it became clear that nothing could save Poland from military disaster, he went straight off to France to organize another Polish army. When disaster overwhelmed France, he asked Mr. Churchill for facilities to bring the Polish forces over to Britain. He did that in June 1940, when millions of people in dozens of countries took it for granted that Great Britain, and in time the rest of the British Commonwealth, would be defeated. I remember during the worst few days of the Battle of Britain, watching a fighter squadron taking off to defend London from a large force of German bombers that was reported to be on its way across the English Channel. Nearly half the men in that particular squadron were Poles, still able to continue the war against Germany, thanks to General Sikorsky. Such evidence of the Anglo-Polish alliance is never to be forgotten. Even though we in London are now so accustomed to seeing men in Polish uniforms, there has recently been a tendency for our views to be coloured by the unhappy controversy between Poles and Russians. That was a controversy which General Sikorsky personally would have wished to avoid. He knew that Hitler was carrying out a campaign to destroy Poland as an independent state, to turn Poland into a reservoir of slave labour for the German master race. Therefore, General Sikorsky signed his treaty with Mr. Stalin in December 1941, pledging Poland and Russia to fight on until Germany was defeated. At that time, there were many who believed that the Russians couldn't go on fighting. Sikorsky was too good a soldier to believe that, and he was too good a patriot to allow political feelings to stand in the way of a step which he believed would hasten the liberation of Poland. The Poles in Poland have suffered terribly, incredibly, under the German domination, and we in Britain have been amazed by the way in which they've kept up their courage. They had seen General Sikorsky's government as the expression of the continuity of the Polish state. His death will be considered by them as one more grave national disaster. But they will still not lose their courage, for they know that the defeat of Germany, which seemed so remote and improbable when General Sikorsky brought the Polish forces over to Britain, they know that that defeat has now become a certainty.
You have just heard Mr. Vernon Bartlett, member of the British Parliament, paying tribute to the late General Sikorsky.